Someone's at my door.
Oh, no.
It's just my good friend, Sean. Live and uncensored.
Since I'm taking over the podcast, I will just say welcome a special guest, my good friend and lover.
Wow.
Sean from Lethal Entertainment, the pioneer of Reefer Badness.
And the person who's been bombing my blog with insane comments.
That's right.
That's right.
I have some air to do at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's right. What time? What time is it over there?
I'd rather not say.
For real? You're not going to tell us?
No.
For you, it's the late night.
It's early morning Tuesday.
Early Tuesday morning. How early?
It's been Tuesday for almost 2 hours.
So it's almost basically a 12-hour time difference. We're all up shit. Showered and shaved, and it's like 1 o'clock over here, so it's late over.
It's 1:45 a.m.
Yeah, right. we're watching you nod off during our long-winded responses.
I don't really sleep, so you guys are in trouble.
For all those of you who can't see, because this isn't a video podcast,
no.
You need to know that Mercy's headset is very reminiscent of Top Gun fame, and she can shoot down bogeys at will.
Yeah, I look very fucking cool.
Oh, it's super awesome. It's way cooler than my pitiful little microphone.
Well, it better be super awesome.
I wanted to tell Sean that he's got an opportunity to speak about the two movies that we were mentioning earlier, because his opinions are important too.
Yes.
Inside and Martyrs.
Yes.
Talk about Inside, because it's awesome. She hasn't seen it.
Inside is probably one of the most disturbing movies I've ever seen.
Why is it one of the most disturbing movies you've ever seen?
Well, the subject matter of someone trying to steal a baby from inside the womb is pretty disturbing in its own right, especially when something like that happened about a week after I saw the movie. But the violence is unrelenting. I mean, it's over the top, but it's shocking. And not many movies do that to me.
Ew.
And after the movie was done, I couldn't say anything. I was awestruck by what I just saw. Like, it was like some weird, gory roller coaster.
Well,
It toyed me. It kept going up and down, up and down.
I would have to say that I am convinced that it is a movie I have to see, and it is on
Absolutely.
My list of movies to see, which is fucking growing to be a never-ending list.
Yeah, that's the reason why I wanted him to mention it is only because, like I said, I consider myself a hardened horror guy,
and I know that he is too. So if we both were disturbed by it, you gotta check it out.
Okay, well, if you guys are disturbed by it, I'll watch it and see if I'm disturbed by it. But,
absolutely.
Not much shocks me anymore.
Go on.
No, sorry. Not much shocks me anymore, so.
This could change it then for you.
Yeah. We'll see if it can disturb me.
Did you think it was scary?
There was some very scary parts in that movie. I was on the edge of my seat watching this.
Absolutely. I guess that kind of answers your question. I guess the movie scary. I guess it did scare me. But not very many movies do these days.
I don't get scared watching movies anymore. So if something can actually scare me and freak me out, that's good. I would have to say I think the last movie that really freaked me the fuck out was the original The Vanishing. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
And it's the Kiefer Sutherland? Or the original?
No, the original. Not the remake with Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay, I've only ever seen the remake.
The original.
I've never seen either.
I thought the remake, but I never saw the original.
I didn't see the remake, but the original scared me shitless. I would highly recommend it, but it disturbed and freaked me the fuck out. I don't think I slept or wanted to go to sleep because I was so freaked out of what was going to happen.
Wow.
The
How long ago did you watch this?
It was quite a long time ago. I think I was in high school. The ending, it had one of those really fucked up endings, and I just was so fucking scared. I wanted to throw the DVD out the window.
Wow. We'll have to check that out. Have to
find that. Very fucking scary.
Give us some trivia.
It was made in 1988. There we go.
Go on.
I don't really know what to say about it.
You don't have to tell us anything. We'll stick it out and we'll let you know.
If anyone hasn't seen it, you have to see it. I don't know if I'd call it horror, but it's definitely like a thriller. It does have horror. It does have mystery. It's basically when there's a couple and and I think they're on the road, and the woman gets abducted, and the guy tries to find out what happened to her, and it just leads to some fucked up shit. I don't know if
I'm
convincing anybody to watch it, but as made in 1988.
Oh, I thought that was the remake.
The remake was made in 1993. Oh, okay. Don't ask me how the fuck I know, because I haven't seen the remake.
So they remade it less than 10 years later?
Yes. Okay. I've linked you to it, but yeah, for me that was the last movie that really scared the shit out of me.
Okay. Well, we're on that.
There's no way I would ever watch it again.
Really?
No way.
See, now you're really asking for it.
Yeah, we watch it, and we're not. It doesn't grab us like it grabbed you. We're
gonna be pissed.
We're gonna be after you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now I've built it up so much. But I watched it when I was a young high school girl, and it scared me.
All the more reason for you to watch it now and see if it actually still scares you.
Well, I'm not going to watch it alone, and I'm not going to watch it at night.
Well, I'm all over it.
But, yes, the other movie that scared me, I think I mentioned The Ring, the original Ring scared me earlier.
See, The Ring didn't scare me at all.
No, it didn't bother Sean.
No.
Not one bit.
Every time I talk to someone who says
The Ring has the scariest movie they've ever seen.
Well, that's ridiculous.
They've always brought up The Girl in the Closet. Scared the hell out of me. I'm like, okay, one part of what scares you?
Well, you know, The Girl
coming out on the TV. Okay, that's it. All right, not that scary.
Too scary, probably the scariest movie of all time. I would never.
The scariest movie I've ever seen, but it does have a few moments in it.
It's not a terrible movie. It's just
your volume has gone a bit low. More volume.
Yes.
So.
To summarize, Ring isn't scary.
No, I was scared because I was getting fucking stupid phone calls through the movie that was scaring me.
So you really would have been scared while watching One Missed Call?
Oh, Jesus.
No.
For all the wrong reasons.
Would I have been scared because it's such a shit movie?
Oh, it's shit. Yep.
This is like the shit movie podcast.
This is the shit movie podcast. Sorry, if you talk to us, you're really, you know, we're two jaded movie cynics, and you're likely going to end up hearing a shit about everything that sucks.
I try and get you on the topic of good movies, and it always leads back to fucking shit movies.
It's fun to talk about shit movies.
That's probably my fault. I specialize in it.
That's true. Usually they wind up being good movies.
Huh? You sort of cut out. Try again.
I don't know where it cut off, but
Sean was just saying he loves shitty movies. He watches a lot.
I watch a lot of shitty movies, but I watch a lot of shitty martial arts movies, which makes them completely brilliant.
Are you into those old martial arts movies at all?
No.
She's in Van Damme. Van Damme isn't too bad, though.
Van Damme is the fucking best thing ever.
Van Damme is the tits, according to Marcy.
Yes.
I don't have to call her Super Marcy here.
I took over the podcasting, call her whatever you want. I'm Becky.
Sorry. Okay. Maybe you should relax now. Okay? Slowly. Close your legs. Beautiful. Doing well. You know, stretching is so important. For example, because of my big legs and karate, I can do the splits no problem.
Welcome back.
We had an intermission.
You all got some popcorn and a drink of your choice.
And
because it's all uphill from here.
Yes. So, you guys want to continue ragging on the bad movies?
Sure. That's what I do.
Rod, you want to just, like, rag on me for loving Van Damme so much?
Oh, no, it's fine. Hey, there's way worse things you could love. If you loved Robert Pattinson, we wouldn't be having this podcast.
No. I think enough people already hate me for hating him, so.
No, not us.
Good.
We hate him too. Edward Cullen.
Fucking Twilight.
Oh, not that
bullshit.
Guy. Okay, actually direct us, because otherwise we're just going to go off in a whole bunch of directions.
All right. So, direction, hey? So, what do you like best about me?
I thought it was about him.
Yeah, this podcast is about me.
No, it's really about me.
Oh, everything's about you.
I have to put you guys on the spot.
We don't. We like that it's 2 in the morning, and you're bringing the midnight oil while we're doing this leisurely afternoon.
Yes. Well, middle of the night for me is just like the middle of the day.
And we also like I said before, people can't see that we're doing a video podcast. but you will only hear the audio. And we like that the only thing that Marcy's wearing is the headset and nothing else.
Yeah.
So that's why we keep losing our train of thought.
Yes.
The whole reason why we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's the completely nude podcast.
That's how she gets us on. That's how she gets us on the podcast.
That's how everyone gets enticed.
That's right.
At least she doesn't have to pay us.
That's right. Exactly. Because my fees are just.
So enough about what I'm not wearing. So what the fuck did you guys watch this week? If you have watched anything.
G.I. Joe.
So did I.
Oh, you did. Yeah, that's right, you did.
I watched it yesterday afternoon. No, Sunday afternoon. It's now Tuesday.
G.I. Joe.
I didn't mind it. I thought it was just stupid fun.
Yeah.
That's what I was going in expecting, and that's what I got. And it was a lot fucking better than fucking Transformers 2, which I fucking hate.
Yay, someone agrees with me.
Fuck Transformers 2.
What a piece of shit.
Transformers 2 is like... I can't even put into words how much is wrong with that movie.
Don't bother, because we don't have all day. It's a piece of shit, and that's the bottom line.
I think everyone knows that it's a piece of shit.
I thought that the trailer for G.I. Joe was arguably the worst summer movie trailer I've seen in a long, long time. It's like, hey, look at this thing we have from your childhood. It's stupid idiots running around in Master Chief suits and making stupid jokes. Luckily, those suits only play a part for like 20 minutes of the movie.
And they really didn't even do anything with them.
No, they really didn't. Okay. The whole time they were like, we don't know how to use these, and they never really learned.
They just run around in those suits, pretty much.
And destroy shit. That's what the movie's about, destroying shit.
Other than that, though, I thought it was sheer entertainment. I mean, it's stupid, there's no doubt about it, but it's not like agonizingly beats your face in it.
There was no fucking testicle jokes and fucking... robot humping jokes and fucking...
Yeah, that's what I said when I left the theater, is that I was just so happy there were no... wasn't a ridiculous abundance of ridiculous one-liners, especially considering that there's a Wayans brother in that movie.
Well, there wasn't all that much, like, comedy relief either.
No, and that's good. I'm glad.
No, there shouldn't, though, but I mean, the movie was so serious.
Yeah, it was.
Guys trying to take over the world with, like, missiles that destroy metal and stuff, you know, and just keep eating. You know, that's serious shit. There shouldn't be any comedy.
I'm laughing.
What's that?
I said I spent the movie laughing because it was so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, but I thought it was all within context. There was nothing that I saw that I was like, wow, that's especially stupid.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad thing because I really enjoyed myself.
Absolutely.
It was
when they took stuff from cartoon and put it in the movie, like knowing that it's half the battle and you know stuff like that, it comes off really hokey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought the ending was sort of weird. not to give it away, but
they all fucking die at the end. I mean,
there's a couple of the big characters who show up at the end, and the G.I. Joes, they're like, "Hey, G.I. Joes, we're gonna kill you now. We're gonna show you who we really are. We're monsters." And G.I. Joe's like, no. And then the next time you see them, they're in jail. Instantly.
The very next scene.
It's set up for G.I. Joe 2, the prison escape.
Of course, the franchise.
Yeah. And there was a hilarious cameo from Brendan Fraser.
All hair plugs, Fraser.
That was fucking hilarious. He just came out of nowhere just to appear in the movie and make a few noises.
That's all he ever does.
Yeah, that's what was pretty fucking jungle. Hilarious.
Didn't see him, man.
Yes, he was, wasn't he?
Mummy 3.
Oh. Oh, that movie's horrible. And Stephen Sommers had nothing to do with it.
And I didn't see it.
Neither should you.
We've got a friend who's a huge mark for Jet Li, and he fell asleep in the theater.
I have no desire to watch The Mummy Part 3. And I don't think I ever will.
You're not really missing anything, honestly.
You're not missing a thing. It's a lot of effects.
Some bad effects, too.
But it definitely didn't get the seal of approval.
Shot the seal of approval?
So, you know about that? Did you guys watch anything else last week besides G.I. Joe?
I watched I Love You, Man on Blu-ray.
I haven't seen it. I can't even think what the fuck that movie is.
It's with Paul Rudd. And Jason Segel.
Ah, yes. Okay. I haven't seen it. I know what it is now. Is it worth my time and effort?
I don't know if I put it high up on the list, but it's a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, it was fine. I didn't really know what I was expecting. I didn't see any previews or anything, but...
No. It was good. It was a good flick. I saw The Perfect Getaway last night.
And that gets a thumbs up?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't even know what it was. I knew Mila Jovovich, whatever you prefer. I knew she was in it. But then someone recommended it to me, so I kind of went in blind. And it was a pretty ambitious little film. It did a lot more than I expected it to. And for that, I applaud it. And I was entertained. And once again, didn't pay for it, so it was that much better.
Well, very cool. I wouldn't have a clue when it comes out here because Australia pretty much starts with releases. I mean, we got G.I. Joe on time, but most things we get, like, fucking 3 years later.
Yeah, I've noticed that with your movie and game releases.
Yes.
I don't know why I like that.
I don't know.
You guys don't get R-rated films, or sometimes you do, sometimes you don't?
We pretty much, we get everything, but,
Does it get cut to shit?
Not as much as it used to, but, it does.
That still happen?
Yes, it does, unfortunately. But then they come out uncut on DVD, so sometimes it's just worth the wait.
It might just have to be. I find it strange that they cut out stuff in the theaters and then just totally release as is on DVD. I find it strange that they do it here in the first place.
But one thing which really pissed me the fuck off was Watchmen came out on DVD recently, and they did not release the director's cut in Australia.
Not at all.
No. So I had to go to my Amazon and order it from the States. So I could get my 3 hours director's cut.
What movie?
Huh?
Specifically right now.
Watchmen.
They didn't get the director's cut.
No.
My good friend Nielero just sent me the Watchmen on Blu-ray, and I'm so thankful for it. Can't wait to watch it again.
I've watched it several times since my DVD arrived last week.
Great movie.
Awesome.
And I hate when people tell me that they didn't like it because they didn't get it. They're like, it's stupid, I didn't get it.
Well, they shouldn't be watching it then.
No.
True story, I had someone come up to me in the video store and ask me if Watchmen was the new Batman movie.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, it is the new Batman movie. Those clever Hollywood producers changed the way Batman looks, changed the name of the title so it refers to nothing with Batman, and put six other superheroes on the cover you've never seen before.
Batman magically transformed into a big blue guy who's naked a lot.
That's right. If there's anything the directors needed, it was more Dr. Manhattan schlong.
Yes, there was.
Someone told me that there was too much.
That's stupid. You know the scene where he blows up all the dudes in Vietnam? He should have been eradicating them with his wiener. Shooting blasts of
powerful energy. But he had underpants on in that scene.
No, that'd be awesome. That'd be a great way to get off.
That's the most talked about thing in Watchmen, is Dr. Manhattan and his cock.
I love it. I like his big blue wiener. And I can't believe that the girl is unsatisfied with Dr. Manhattan. He's got three of himself, you know, pleasuring her, you know, and she's complaining about it because one of him is out there working on some scientific thing.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for the planet. He's like, I don't care about your people anymore. I'm leaving.
I've tried to satisfy you the best I can. You don't like it.
I'm out of here. I'm going to go build a watch planet on Mars.
She didn't want multiple blue men.
Fuck y'all.
She didn't like the multiple blue men penetrating her.
No. I love it when he does it to me.
Who wouldn't want that?
I don't care if he's a dude. He's a god. Bring on.
He's very smart. I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
Absolutely.
There's five of you? Sweet.
Yeah, there's I'm sure I'm going to enjoy this ride.
So you please draw Dr. Manhattan out of bed. I have no idea what the fuck we're talking about now because we're just fucking talking to lots of shit.
That's what happens when you just let us go.
I'm not complaining because I talk a lot of shit, and it's always
interesting
It's always interesting to talk about Dr. Manhattan and his dick and how
the whole podcast should be about that.
Yeah,
I agree. We should do an entire podcast devoted to the dumb of Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, Dr. Manhattan and his dick. He's enjoyable. The God donut. I have the book right next to me too, so I can look at Dr. Manhattan in all his glory in the book. So we're going to stop talking about Dr. Manhattan and his cock, unless you guys want to keep talking about it, but it kind of blew up my internet.
That's what he does. He has the power.
He has the power to blow up my fucking internet.
Well, you weren't talking very positively about it, so...
I got nothing wrong with him and his cock.
It's going to be another hour of that.
Get off the topic now. No more Watchmen and cock.
Sorry. So, being inappropriate over here.
Yes. So we covered stuff you've watched recently, which was G.I. Joe.
Yep.
And some other movie.
Some other movie
that had someone in it.
Did it have cock in it?
Did it have cock in it? If it didn't have cock in it, I'm not interested.
There was cock in the Canadian cut G.I. Joe, but very little.
Mm.
It was Destro's missile.
Dr. Mindbender made for him.
So, what's your favorite movie that has lots and lots of insane nudity?
Lots and lots of insane nudity?
Yeah.
The first one that comes to mind...
I think she's trying to wrangle us into the movie.
Well, the first one that comes to mind for me was Fall Things. See Kevin Bacon's Bacon?
Bacon, yeah.
And,
just Kevin Bacon anywhere this was going.
I mean, there's not a lot of other movies that are mainstream that people know about.
Basic Instinct, maybe?
About 2 years ago, I got a DVD in the mail from John Fallon, and it was called Info Libre. And it literally featured, like, big fat guys in Speedos and bleaching our masks. Excuse me. Getting their wieners sucked on by ugly girls. Like, and I said to John, like, I was like, is this porn? And I looked at it, and I skipped forward, and I noticed that it immediately was porn, and I was like, do you really want me to review this? And that remains one of my most memorable reviews, because that was just awful. And no, I don't expect anybody else to have heard of it.
So you didn't give it a good rating?
I don't think so. Maybe I'll have to go back and revisit the gems from that particular film, because that was, man, that was... I was like, did you actually send me porn? He's like, yeah, man, just do it. I said, all right, I suffer fire. So yeah, not a Nympho Libre.
Hmm.
There it is.
What's your favorite movie with lots of nudity that isn't Showgirls?
Shit, you put me on the spot.
You were grilling me earlier.
Well, actually, Showgirls isn't my favorite movie with lots of insane nudity, amazingly, as much as I love that movie.
Shockingly.
I don't know, recently I liked the Friday the 13th remake for its nudity.
Oh yeah, sounds very good.
It
has some nudity.
There was, I don't know, one in particular that I really liked, and it blew me away.
What, the nudity blew you away?
Huh?
The nudity blew you away?
No, one girl in particular blew me away.
Which one?
Juliana. She had a massive...
How did she die?
She had a massive pair of tits. That's about all I remembered.
Is that the one who got burned to death?
No. She... I can't even remember. She's like the last nude person you see.
Oh, her. Yes, she was beautiful.
She's got the big, big, big tits.
Tits. Do you thumbs up?
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Storm War?
Have I seen a dick what?
Have you seen a dick what?
I don't know. It sounded like you asked me if I'd seen a dick.
I bet you have.
I have seen many a dick.
I'm asking if you've seen Storm Warning.
No.
I could be wrong, but I believe it was filmed in Australia.
Well, just because it was filmed in Australia doesn't mean I'm going to fucking watch it.
Just saying. Jesus.
In the movie. People are Australian.
It was released under the Dimension Extreme banner, and I don't know if I'd say put it on the list, but I do recommend it.
What's so good about this movie?
Well, I'm the one who's setting it up, anyway. It's about a couple people who are out boating, and they get the gas runs out in their boat, and they're near a little bit of land. So they go there, and they see a house, and they go in, and they see that there's a whole shitload of pot being grown, and then when they try to leave the house... The people who live in the house come back, and they're kind of like a Texas Chainsaw-like family. You know, they just, you know, they're like outback. Well, not outback, but they're very, what's the word for it? How'd they look? They're urban, very urban.
Yeah, you're not selling me on this one.
No. It's actually quite good.
Is it?
And very brutal.
Really?
Very brutal, in fact.
Is there nudity in it?
No.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This podcast is never going to see the light of day.
No. Hey, I can edit this podcast very well.
We'll have to edit it down about 45 seconds then.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's okay. I have mean editing skills.
Take me to your leader.
So you guys haven't really given me many decent movies with nudity in it.
Because there are no decent movies with nudity. Well, it's immoral. What else is there? What else have lots of tits? Boogie Nights.
Huh?
That's a great movie.
What was
Boogie
that?
Nights.
Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Yes.
Peter Graham. Holy shit. John C. Reilly. Holy shit. They sing The Touch. Holy shit.
They do?
Yes, he does. Dirk Diggler does.
Really?
You got The Touch!
Wow.
You got the power! He sings it like that, too.
She's screwing up her face over there, man. I don't think she likes her singing.
No one likes my singing, but that's how he sings it. He's terrible.
I wasn't pulling a face.
Oh, no.
You were definitely pulling a face. Yeah. You were disgusted.
You were yanking a face.
No, yank I was it. Doing something else. I wasn't pulling a face because of your singing.
Feel like you've hurt my feelings.
Once his feelings are hurt, there's never any going back.
I didn't pull any fucking faces.
You did.
I did still not. Is.
We can see you. Let the record show that Sean's feelings have been hurt, and from now on, this podcast is going to be in quality.
Let the record state. Let it be shown.
Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Something good.
Something good? What do you classify as something good?
Let's talk about something good.
All right. Okay, how about this? Okay. I've written an article about documentaries, and she brought up one about documentaries. Let's talk about some really good documentaries.
Let's do that.
Documentaries, eh?
Do what?
Documentaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen one not too long ago called Going to Pieces, The Rise and Fall of the Slasher Movie.
Yes, another one I happened to review years ago.
I've only picked it up recently, but it, as the title says, it deals with how slashers became... how they started, how they became popular, and how the market got so saturated, because like every other week another slasher movie was coming out, that they died. They died for many years because they just stopped being marketable. They were always low budget, but they just stopped being marketable. They didn't make money. So it took a long time for slashers to come back into the limelight.
So what was that you're talking about? Because I think my thing kind of didn't work. I didn't hear what the title was.
Microphone didn't pick that up.
No. I didn't hear what the title was of the film you're talking about.
Going to Pieces, The Rise and Fall of the Slasher Film.
Ah, okay. Now that makes fucking perfect sense what you're talking about.
Have you seen it?
I haven't even heard of it. It's probably never been released in this backwards country of mine.
Certainly backwards.
Mm.
The toilets go the other way.
Yeah, don't you watch The Simpsons and know that the toilets go the other way when you flush them?
Staying on topic, it is a great documentary, and I love a good documentary, actually. I'll watch anything if it's a documentary.
Well, have
I recently
you...
watched...
You're interrupting
what?
Me.
Sorry.
No, you go ahead, I'll let you go.
No, we insist.
Okay. Have you guys seen Not Quite Hollywood? Doco I watched over the weekend.
Was it the Ozploitation one?
Yes.
No, I've never even heard of it.
This is what you should be watching.
I don't know if it's going to be over here or not.
This is what you should be tracking down and watching. Because, actually, that is the ultimate movie with nudity.
Oh, really?
Because they show all the clips from all the Ozploitation movies, and there's just big boobs, lots of bush, and lots of cock.
Sweet. The boobs sound nice, but the bush is sound nice. I don't know about the bush.
She said they were big boobs, right?
Big boobs, yes.
Yes. I will track it down.
Real boobs. They weren't fake back then.
Let's go back to an easy topic to talk about. Let's go back to video game movies and how much they suck. Oh! Move the ball!
What's the suckiest of the suckiest?
Well, that's a good question.
What's the ultimate, worst one ever of all time?
House of the Dead is pretty fucking bad.
It is, but it can be kind of enjoyable for the piece of... It can be almost so bad it's good.
Not to give away potentially for badness, but Double Dragon?
Yes, Double Dragon.
Oh, Double Dragon is fucking amazing.
It
is amazing in how shit it is.
That's amazing how shit it is.
It's like incredible.
They get everything.
It's incredibly bad. Double Dragon.
A Bobo? Well, the thing like he does childhood. In the video game. He talks like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Double Dragon ruined my childhood.
You can't be scared of a guy as ruined as he is, as like pure muscle as he is. We talk like this all the time!
That movie seriously fucked me the fuck up.
Let's see.
Funny you guys brought that up, because I'd seriously forgotten all about Double fucking Dragon.
Well, who can ever remember Double Dragon? Who wants to remember Double Dragon?
I saw that movie in theaters.
Double Dragon fan. I hate it.
Oh, there's nothing good about that except for Alyssa Milano. And she doesn't really show anything anyway.
I wouldn't call her a highlight in that movie.
Tell you what else was terrible. Wing Commander.
Wing Commander, no way.
We were thick on that one.
I didn't even finish that movie. It was so shit.
I don't know how that movie can be based off the game at all. There's no Mark Hamill or anything in it.
That movie was a tragedy.
It's a stupid space action movie that they decided to.
It had action in it.
Oh, well, what's that?
Where was the action in Wing Commander? It had none. It was fucking just bullshit.
Well, it's classified as an action title, so.
But it's really not. I think you need to classify it as what it is, and it's a big piece of shit.
Well, I know, but I would if I had my own video store, I would actually have a section that says piece of shit.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're looking for the latest great Hollywood blockbuster, if you're looking for Transformers 2, it'll be in the piece of shit section.
There really should be a fucking huge piece of shit section at every fucking video store.
But I think the problem would be the section would be too large. That section would take up the character store.
Instead of actually having that section, just don't stock the movies you'd put in that section, and then you would definitely
don't stock
a lot of
the
people
section.
Would be they wouldn't be in any misery with all the shit movies.
If you didn't stock them though, your store would be very empty.
You'd have, you know, two fucking DVDs in the store.
Well, yeah, it's true, but the thing is, you'd have to stock shit, because you know Transformers 2, using that as an example.
I suppose for every, like, 10 people that fucking hate Transformers 2, there's probably, like, fucking 30 that fucking love that movie.
I'll say for every one person that hated it, there's, like, 50 people that like, because when I came out and said I hated Transformers 2 so much, not only were people shocked, they thought I was gonna love it, and, I guess you guys didn't know me for
long. I went into that movie expecting to love it because I loved the first one, and it was just fucking just so awful, and it kept getting worse and worse, and it was like...
They need to remove the humans.
So fucking
humans
wild.
Have way too big a part in it. It's gotta be about the robots. Just put it on Cybertron, show it the war.
The main problem was they blew up everything that was wrong with the first one. Put in fucking 50 comedy relief characters and fucking... Ugh, so fucking shit.
Yeah.
My movie experience going to see Transformers 2, right? It just was made all the more worse because I fucking went to the IMAX and I fucking tripped up the stairs and smashed my knee and injured my knee, and I was in agony through the whole movie, and watching the fucking piece of shit was just making it even worse.
Ah, my knee! This movie!
Fucking talk about a painful experience. Transformers 2 was the ultimate painful experience.
It was literally painful for you
to
watch.
It was literally painful, and this little 10-year-old kid kept getting up and walking past, like, me and everyone I was with, and he kept stepping on my feet and hitting my injured knee, and I was ready to fucking just lose it.
She's talking about the latest gangbang.
Oh.
This kid step.
I'm talking about fucking the worst cinema experience of my life is Transformers 2 and getting fucking injured before the movie started.
The movie sucks. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. I hate it.
Yes. Let's talk about fucking Transformers 2. Too much time has been wasted on Transformers 2.
Yes, so let's go back to the other shitty movies. Okay, anything made by Uwe Boll.
Well, that's to be expected because his movies are shit, and I've only ever seen one all the way through, and I fucking wished I had a fork to poke my fucking eyes out.
It's just, I don't know how he kept getting more movies and bigger budgets. He had like a $10 million budget with Housestead, and it barely broke even. And then he did Alone in the Dark, and then he had like $20 million. And then he had like $25-30 million or something for Blood Rain. And then a bunch of poor idiots gave him $60 million for In the Name of the King.
It's
$60 million? He got $60 million to make that, and it does not look like there's 60 million in that movie.
What a piece of shit.
It's one of the fucking biggest mysteries of the world is how that guy is still fucking working.
Well, if you can't make low-budget stuff, it's not understandable.
I'm surprised that no one killed the fucking guy. Like, the movie I saw of his nearly killed me. And
nearly killed you.
I pretty much wanted to kill him after I saw it because it was that fucking excruciating, and it was just so fucking bad. It was awful. It just, there was nothing good about it.
I think at this point, willingly watching a Uwe Boll movie is like willingly putting your hand into like a piranha tank. So yeah. I mean, it's your own fault if you watch the shit at this point.
Yes. If
you watch the first couple, that's okay. If you accidentally watched like his first couple movies, it's understandable.
I accidentally watched The Blood Rain, and
that's
fucking awful.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Oh, forget Uwe Boll.
Let's not talk about him because I'm just gonna get fucking angry.
About Silent Hill.
It was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't that bad.
It was all right.
It got
a lot of stuff from the game right.
Visually, it looks pretty cool.
Subplot with her husband, though.
And she's an Aussie, Rada Mitchell.
Yes, she is. That's right. She, watch that movie on mute, it's all right. But when you have to hear the dialogue and the quote-unquote plot, it's horrible.
It looks good, but that's as far as it goes.
That's about it. I like the best part of that movie is when Pyramid Head rips the girl's skin off like a towel.
Yeah.
Well, that's the best part. It's the worst titty twister in history. grabs her boob and rips the skin right off.
Silent Hill, to be watched on silence.
Terrible.
I mean, is there seriously any good video game movies? There aren't, really. I mean,
Mortal Kombat was good.
Well, we mentioned the Mortal Kombat and how fucking just awesome it is.
I don't know. Everybody hates Doom, but I didn't hate it.
I fucking hated it.
Really? See? I didn't hate it.
I just wanted to, like, rip my heart out and, yeah.
So what you're saying is, you like Doom.
No. Doom wanted I thought the first to make me kill deep. Myself.
I think the second one was a little bit better.
Oh, you are fucking with me right now. You are fucking with me. I know it. Those movies are terrible.
Okay, I just watched Angelina Jolie. I didn't pay attention to the movies.
You watched Angelina Jolie and her big breasts.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's pretty much what
is. I keep bringing up fucking breasts and cock.
This is a porno podcast.
This is a porno podcast.
Artsy in her filthy fucking mind and mouth.
I know. I'm bad. I'm very
bad.
You
get wrong guys to help her out with it. Should be called twatter. Twatter.
Do you want a twatter?
What?
Do you want a twatter?
Yes.
It sounds appetizing.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys are talking about fucking twatting.
Define twatting.
I don't know what the fuck a twatter is.
Oh. Well, since it's the porno podcast, instead of calling it Twitter, call it twatter.
Twatter. Yeah.
You don't get it.
So what were we actually talking about again before I decided to be fucking really perverted as usual?
I don't know. Once the perverted talk starts, I just
forget everything else.
Flat one.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Our lives are open. Books. Tits.
You want to talk about
our
what?
Legs are wide. Our legs are wide open. That's what we think.
I can't fucking hear a word you just said.
Oh, you probably don't want to. It's good.
Ah, well,
that self-talk.
Do you want to round it, like, finish it up?
If we're going to finish it up, we got to do it with something fun. You got to do some sort of gimmick or something. Like word association or something. Something fun that we can finish it up with. We got to end it with a bang.
End it with a bang. What do you think of when you hear the word bang?
You really want to know?
Probably not.
People are going to have to pay for this podcast, I think. It's getting a little racy. Right now, we're all naked.
Yeah.
Sean and I are crossing over here.
Too tall, man. I got to reach.
Well, come on.
You like that.
Why the fuck have you got a blue thing?
Dr. Manhattan, liquid form.
Ew.
Look at him.
Very,
we successfully
very awesome.
Completely ruined your podcast.
Yes.
Next time, well, now that you know what's going to happen, now you should really definitely have, like, a plan.
You're going to have to give us a strict script.
Nah, the good thing is I can edit a lot of stuff out, and rearrange.
Yeah, all of it. There's some gold in here. Welcome to Marcy's podcast. The end. Thanks
this
for coming.
The end. Come on, finish it up properly.
Yes, let's finish it up properly.
I asked you a fucking legitimate question.
What's that? She's laughing at the fact that she wants to ask a legitimate question. Okay, yeah, please, a legitimate question.
Okay, all right. I seriously don't have one.
Oh, that's disappointing. I was in journalist mode.
Why, do you want to end up with a word association?
Go for it, sure.
Okay.
What do Canadian? That's right, we only have one road and we all live in... The truth comes out.
All right.
Oh, no, wait. They're actually educated in Australia.
Oh.
They've actually got a good education system.
We do?
Yes, you do. You've got a great school, great schooling system. Yes, absolutely.
Well, then how do you explain how I turned out?
Well, they don't account for the special needs children.
I love everyone else is going to say.
He was going to call you a fucking mongolo.
I was not going to say that. It's probably going to be worse.
Okay.
Right. I'll give you some word association.
Okay.
All right. But it has to be movie related, because it's a movie podcast.
All right, so you mean like...
If I say something, you got to think of something that's movie related.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
This is the super word association, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. You ready? You guys ready?
Ready.
You ready? Yeah. Okay. First word I'll throw at you is big tits.
Good one. Thank you.
Good one. What's the name of the guy who made all those softcore...
Russ Meyer?
Yes. Russ Meyer. There you go. Barbed wire and Russ Meyer. And Ryan.
Okay. Yes. Do I have to answer these or can I just skip having to answer them?
Oh, you can just stick them to us. You're the host.
Okay.
I thought you were. Okay. Unless you want to.
No, I want to grill you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so we said, big boobs.
Yeah.
What about Australia, seeing as that's where I am?
Australia.
Mm.
Max.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Rockin' all Dundee.
Now you're talking.
All that is not. This is not. Sorry. Drop that upon yourself.
Alright. Next word. I can't really say that one because I brought it up already.
I bet it was. Yeah, but one track mind.
Damn. I can't think of any really cool words.
Think of any words.
Hmm.
Like banana.
Yeah. Batman. Because it's behind me. Cop.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
I said Batman, because he's right behind me.
Michael Keaton, where is he? For the win.
Batman. Jack Nicholson, actually, that's what the first thing comes to mind.
Jack Nicholson and Batman. What about Arnold Schwarzenegger? He's right behind me, too.
Fast action hero. Kindergarten cop. There's a bomb in his shoe. Get down. Are these all your lunches? You're eating other kids' lunches? Stop it! Stop it!
I'm Detective John Kimble. I'm a cop, you idiot! Who is your daddy and what does he do? I'm about to ask you a bunch of questions. I'd like to have it answered immediately. Not too much.
Alright, move on. Not the rat.
Okay,
Who are you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm out of cool words.
The GPU build that processor.
What?
I'm out of cool words because I really don't know what to ask you. Cause
Schwarzenegger was a cool
one. Well, he's right behind me. Can you see?
No.
I see the letter. I see the name there.
Oh, I thought he was right there with you.
No, he's on the poster behind me.
Oh, there he is. Oh, there he is. Okay.
Can you see?
Yeah, we see.
Terminator poster?
Blue. Dr. Manhattan?
What do you think of when you think of Dr. Manhattan? And don't say big blue cock, because that's not allowed.
What else is there?
I think of him splattering Rorschach. That's a much wasted paint. Hey, gross. You better not tell anybody. I'm gonna have to tell people. Okay. Dead.
I like how he thinks everyone is good. He thinks everything is good, and he's absolutely shocked when he sees something bad.
A
guy who's godlike with superpowers and everything.
Alright.
He doesn't use them, right?
I've got to get back to the fucking perverted questions.
Yes.
Alright. Best sex scene in a movie of all time.
Ooh, this is way bigger than word association.
Well, it's a few words.
Well, let's see.
Well, you brought up Wild Things already, and the big three-way scene's pretty cool. Basic Instinct,
best of all time.
Paul Michael Douglas esque.
No.
Tough call. American Pie, when Shannon Elizabeth just rips off all her clothes.
That's not really a sex scene.
That's
a masturbation scene.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm sure that would win best masturbation scene, but I asked for a sex scene.
I would say my favorite sex scene is in Jason Goes to Hell when they're nailing into the tent and Jason spears the girl and rips right through her head, right through her whole body. That was a great scene.
My favorite, which is, I don't know, it kind of classifies as a sex scene, almost, was in Reanimator at the end.
Oh!
With the head.
Oh, that's oral sex, though.
It almost makes it.
It's a true getting head.
Yes, it really is. It's one of the best movie scenes of all time.
Great movie.
It is my favorite horror movie of all time.
Really?
Yes.
Your number one favorite?
My Re-Animator. Number one is Reanimator.
That's respectable, yes. You could definitely do worse.
It's my all-time favorite horror movie, and I've seen it a billion times. And you did give it a glowing review.
Eat more. Just put your shoes on. We get caught.
Oh, well, what will they do?
Will they bomb us?
All right, Max, so you got to come up with the Big Bang.
Big Bang? Does that work?
All right. Thanks, everyone. That's the Big Bang. Pleasure to be here.
It's the Big Bang. This has been the most epic fail podcast of all time. It's been a pleasure to fucking restart this thing about 50 times for fail internet.
Wait, so we're blaming it on the internet, right?
Yes. The internet and being extremely perverted on the porno podcast.
That's not a bad thing.
Yes.
You got this much testosterone. I mean, that's how we think, right? It's just macho.
But, I really should be taking pictures of this. this has been fun, guys.
Yeah, we're going to have to plug Reefer Badness again. Yeah. For Reefer Badness, at least all entertainment.
Don't watch it because it's really shit.
What?
I mean, it's fucking awesome.
No, it really is. It really is.
It's fucking awesome, and if anyone has half a brain, they should totally check it out and get off.
You might need half a brain. Only half. No more than half needs to apply. and of course, I have to plug Aaron the Head, although I bet he'd probably be pretty cool with this entire podcast. So yeah, everyone, go to arrowinthehead.com. Don't just read my shit.
Is it arrowinthehead.com or joeblow.com/arrowinthehead?
You can do arrowinthehead.com or you do joeblow.com/AITH. Or you can do joeblow.com/arrow. You can do whatever you want. Just
read go everything. There and doing get shit. Off to all the shit on the website, because that's what I spend my days doing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
For a legitimate website, I just write on a site that no one else really contributes except for me, so it's fine.
That's right.
It's my place.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to sign off the podcast, and hopefully it's not as epic fail as it feels with my internet going
I bet
out,
you it's awesome. I bet you when you listen to it, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, when I listen to it, I'll listen to it in bed.
That's what I'm going to do tonight.
Me too.
I'm going to get go naked right and now. Listen to it in bed.
Yeah, I like listening to my shit. Yeah.
So, I don't really have a cool signing off catchphrase, so.
You're still signing off? Holy shit.
I'll just say, I'll be back. Until next time.
I'll be back. We might not be, but you will.
I'll be back. I don't know if I'm going to have you crazy bastards back on again.
If you're smart, you wouldn't.
I'm not really that smart, so...
Woohoo! We'll be back!
You guys are so going to fucking be back. This is
awesome.
This is a ratings masterpiece podcast.
This is what I do. I'll blame myself. I ruin things. Gloriously ruin things. I should make a video game.
Yes, you
give
should.
Give me one.
You should make an epic fail video game movie.
Did the rabbit almost kill you? Wow.
Okay.
Are you still signing off?
I'm signing off. It takes me about 10 minutes to sign off, so.
Shit.
Signing
wow,
off.
Wow, you really have to walk down the internet there.
Yes. Okay. Over and out.